It was fantastic, Joey. Amazing. We raised a lot of money for the Sharks Foundation yesterday at Hopper Brewing Company in San Jose. Unbelievable event with all the broadcasters. And the night before, the Sharks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-0, welcoming Patrick Marleau back from with another team's sweater on. And it was really a big, big effort for the team. So two great days over the weekend.
Yeah, Saturday, a nice win over Pittsburgh. And then on Thursday, over the New Jersey Devils. So as fans, Dan, help us put this season in perspective. Where are we right now?
Well, where we are right now is in a development stage, and what we have is an enthusiastic group of young players that are taking the opportunity to show the organization and the fan base that they belong in the NHL and they should stay here. And, of course, that brings out a lot of enthusiasm. I think it's great to see that that they're playing as well as they're playing, and that's the fun part. It's not going to be perfect every night, but I think that that's the best thing you can say is that in the middle of this homestand, Sharks are 2-0. They've got Toronto coming up, and I think that there's some really big games coming up at the Tank, and the thing that they appreciate the most are the fans up on their feet cheering, screaming, and yelling.
The thing I appreciate most is the food. Last week you were telling us about you were going to get a Philly cheesesteak since you were going to be in Philadelphia. Where did you go? What did you get, and what made it so good?
Well, I had to go to Tony Luke's because that's as close to the arena as you get. I wanted to go to another place. There's two other places I haven't been able to get to yet. One of them is called Jim's, and the other one's called Nick's, and the last one was actually recommended by a friend of mine in the radio business, so I should have taken his advice, but I just couldn't get over there. And, you know, you can only put so much cheesesteak in your body before you start to explode. So I decided to give it a pass until next year. But what I can tell you is what makes a great cheesesteak is not Velveeta. It's not any of this crappy stuff. It's the highest quality meats that are cooked and juicy perfection, and that's exactly what Tony Luke's did for me.
Oh, sounds delicious. You get hot peppers on that sucker?
I didn't this time, but I often do.
Up next tomorrow, the San Jose Sharks face Toronto at the Shark Tank. Puck drops at 7:30 on the official radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX. Dan, you predicting a victory there?
I am. I'm predicting another great game for the Sharks. The Maple Leafs are a desperate club, but the Sharks have been doing a great job against these desperate teams lately. So here we go.
Dan Rusinowski, thanks for your opinion. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the analysis, dude.
You bet. See you soon.